Today's Mishnah is our Masechta Shviyos, Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph, and Perek Ches Mishnah Bey. So, the 8th Perek of Masechta Shviyos begins the same way that the 7th Perek of Masechta Shviyos began, and that is with a Klal Gadol, a general rule, a foundational principle that the Chachamim said as it relates to the laws of Shviyos. What was the foundational principle that was mentioned in the beginning of the 7th Perek? The klal was that the laws of Shviyos apply to one of three things. Either Meichel Adam, something that people eat, Meichel Behema, something that animals eat, or Mimin Hatzoivin, something that people grow in the field that's going to be used for commercial purposes, such as for dyeing clothing, etc. Additionally, the klal gadol said that there are times that things that grow on Shviyos will be subject to the laws of Biur, and then there are times that things that grow on Shviyos will not be subject to the laws of Biur. What does it depend on? Whether it's a dover ha-miskayim ba'aretz, or it's a dover she'enoi miskayim ba'aretz. Mishnah Aleph said that where it's enoi miskayim ba'aretz, yesh loy Biur, and Mishnah Beis said, that was the second rule, that if it's something that's miskayim ba'aretz, ein loy Biur. Our perek now is going to begin with another foundational principle, another klal gadol. Zok the Hilugi Mishnah. Klal gadol amru b'shviyas. There was a klal gadol that Chazal said is no gay the laws of shviyas, and that is as follows: Kol hamiyuchad amaychal adam, any food, anything that grows from the ground, that's miyuchad, it's exclusive lamaychal adam for people, meaning only people eat it. That is the only normal, usual, and customary thing to do with this item. Ein oisem mimenu meluk mal adam. The halach is you're not allowed to take this thing that grew on shviyas and use it as a medication to apply on a wound, so that even though you're using it for the tzairich of an adam, but being that the normal way to use it is lemaychal adam, you can't now change the hishtamshus and use it instead for a melugmala adam, for some sort of medication. And not medication that you're eating, but medication that you're going to apply on your body. The Mishnah says it goes without saying that if there's something that's miyucha l'maychal adam, you can't use it as a melugma for a behema. Meaning, loy mibaya, you can't use it for a melugmala adam. Where at the very least, you're using it for adam. Certainly, you wouldn't be able to use it for a melugma l'behema. V'chol she'en miyuchad l'maychal adam, says the Mishnah, and if you have something that is not miyuchad l'maychal adam, but rather, this thing is instead usually used for maychal behema, meaning it's miyuchad l'maychal behema, so kol she'en miyuchad l'maychal adam is another way of saying that it is miyuchad l'maychal behema, so oisem yimena melugma l'adam, you are allowed to use it now for a melugma l'adam. However, being that it's meyuchad l'maychal behema, you wouldn't be able to use it as a melugma for a behema. Mishnah continues and says, "V'chol she'enoi meyuchad loy l'maychal adam, v'loy l'maychal behema." What if you have something that's not meyuchad l'maychal adam or l'maychal behema? Now, this is interesting. Meaning, you have something that grows that sometimes people will eat, sometimes animals will eat, and sometimes it's actually used as fuel for fire. Meaning, it's something that could be treated as eitzim, as just grass, ba'alma, or b'di'eved, maybe an animal could eat it, sometimes a person would eat it as well. So it's not miyuchad, it's not used exclusively for Meichel Adam, it's not used exclusively for Meichel Behemo, it's also not used exclusively for any other purpose. Really, it's open. So what's the halachic status of it? Chashav olav l'maychal adam u'l'maychal behema. In the event that you thought, in your mind, you had a machshava, that you're going to use it for maychal adam, or you had a mind that you're going to use it for maychal behema, so nois l'nolav, chumri adam v'chumri behema. So whatever your machshava was, that gives us its status, and now you have to treat it that way. So if you thought of it to be used as maychal adam, let's say, and maychal behema, so it has the chumras of maychal adam and of maychal behema. If you thought to use it for maychal adam, so it has the halach of maychal adam. If you thought to use it for maychal behema, it has the halach of maychal behema. Chashav olav l'etzim. And then for the same price, if you had a mind to use it simply as fuel for etzim, it's treated like etzim. Now, what's an example of this last category? The Mishnah gives three examples: kigoyin hasiya, v'ha'ezoy, which is traditionally translated as grass, v'ha'kornas. These three things would be examples of things that are not miyuchad loy l'maychal adam loy l'maychal behema. So really, the first Mishnah Perek Ches is a little bit behemshech of the first Mishnayos and Perek Zayin. We began the klal gadols by saying that in order for something to be subject to the laws of Shviyos, it has to be either Meichel Adam or Meichel Behema or this Mimin HaTzoivim. Now what we see is that the laws of how you deal with Shvius of Michael Adam is different than the laws of how you deal with Shvius of Michael Behemo. Specifically, what did the Mishnah say? If you have something that's Michael Adam, meaning it's used exclusively the Michael Adam, key word, it's Meyuchad, the Michael Adam, Ein Oysam Imenu Melugma La Adam, the Ein Oysam Imenu Melugma La Behemo. If you have something that's Meyuchad, the Michael Behemo, Oysin Mimenu Melugma La Adam, you can't, however, use it for Melugma La Behemo. And then the Mishnah even gave a third category, where you have something that's not really Meyuchad for anything. It's not Meyuchad, the Michael Adam, not the Michael Behemo, not the Eitzim either. So what does it depend on? Really, at that point, it's going to depend on what your machshav is. If your machshav is a Michael Adam, it's Michael Adam. If your machshav is Michael Behemo, it's Michael Behemo. If your machshav is Michael Adam and Michael Behemo, you have the chumras of Michael Adam and you have the chumras of Maisa Behemo. And if your machshav was Eitzim, so then it has no Kedusha Shvias. Eitzim has no Kedusha Shvias. And Hareu Ke Eitzim, which basically means it's not going to have any Kedusha Shvias. Mishnah Beis. Shvias nitno la'achila v'lishtia v'lisicha. Anything that grows during Shvias, anything that has Kedusha Shvias could be used for one of three things. You could either eat it, you could drink it, it says in the Torah, La'achlo, u'lesicha, or you can take it and you can apply it to your skin. You can smear, you can rub your skin with it. And the reason is because, again, it says in the Torah, La'achlo, which means achila, shtias bichlal achila, and sichas bichlal shtia. So really, wherever it says in the Torah, achila, it means achila, shtia, and sicha. So that where it says that the perish Shvias are meant to be eaten, included in that, is a rather broad definition of eaten. It's achila, it's shtiyah, and sicha. Lechol davar shedarkoi lechol, velosuch davar shedarkoi losuch. In the event that this food, this plant that has perish shvias is a davar shedarkoi lechol, then you're supposed to eat it. If it's a davar shedarkoi losuch, so then you're supposed to smear. However, lo yosuch yayin v'chaymetz, you should not smear yayin v'chaymetz, and the reason is because yayin v'chaymetz is a davar shedarkoi lechol, and being that it's a davar shedarkoi lechol or lishtoitz, so therefore you're not supposed to be sach, even though sicha is achila, but you're supposed to eat it in the way that it's normal for this particular item. So Yayin and chaymetz is davar shedarkoi lechol, so lo yosuch, aval sochu es ha-shemen. Shemen is something that people eat, but it's also something that people are soch. And being that people are soch shemen, so it's for that reason, it's a davar shedarkoi losuch, and as a result, that's something that you'd be allowed to do. So the Mishnah says very clearly, lechol davar shedarkoi lechol, the losuch davar shedarkoi losuch. So the Rav says that really, when we say lechol davar shedarkoi lechol, it means two things. Number one, it means the Pashup Shan in the Mishnah, and that is that if you have a Dovah Shal Darkei Lechol, you have to eat it, as opposed to Bisach. You're obligated to eat a Dovah Shal Darkei Lechol. Like the Mishnah said, Lo Yosuch Yayin V'chaymetz, because Yayin V'chaymetz is a Dovah Shal Darkei Lechol, and as a result, the only option you have is to eat it. You're not allowed to go ahead and Bisach with it. However, the Rav says there's another Pshat in that, and that is that in the event that a person's going to eat Yayin V'chaymetz, but he's going to eat it shaloi kederech, that's something that's not okay either. Meaning you have to eat it in the normal way. So number one, you have to eat a davar shedarkoi lechol, you can't be sach. Number two, you have to eat it in the normal way, and you don't have a right to go ahead and eat it in a way that's not okay. Additionally, the Rav says that you see from here that in the event that you won't be able to eat it in the normal way, for whatever reason, maybe it was neskalkel, and right now you're not going to be able to eat it in the normal way, in that instance, you're actually not mechuyev to eat it. So as much as it's a din la'achlo, but la'achlo only is lechol davar shedarkoi lechol. So number one, you can't be soch a davar shedarkoi lechol. Number two, you're supposed to eat it in the derech that people eat it. And number three, it's the obligation to eat it is only if you could eat it in the normal way. But to the extent that you won't be able to eat it in the normal way, so then this halacha is not going to apply. So the Mishnah, v'chein betruma u'bemaisa sheini. This same halacha, referring to the first line of the Mishnah, shvius nitno la'achila v'lishtia l'sicha, it's true for truma and it's true for maisa sheini as well. Truma, achila shtia and sicha, maisa sheini is also achila shtia and sicha. So shvius, truma, maisa sheini are all in common in that nitno la'achila v'lishtia v'lisicha. The Mishnah concludes and says, kal mehem shvias. But from this group, shmita, truma maisa sheni, the most kuladig is shmita. And the reason is, shenitno la'hadlokas aner. Because shmita, peiros, you're allowed to use la'hadlokas aner. So really, in addition to achila shtia and sicha, if you want to use oil, for example, to light up a room, so that's something that you would be allowed to do, as opposed to truma and maisa sheni. Now, from the simple reading of the Mishnah, it sounds like you're allowed to use oil lahadlakas haner, even though the oil has kedusha shvius, but you're not allowed to use oil of truma and maisa sheni lahadlakas haner. So there's a very important rav where the rav says that you have to be careful not to take this one line of the Mishnah out of context, because the truth is that this line is not entirely true at face value. Because really, there are times that you're allowed to use truma, ladlaka saner, and there are times that you're allowed to use maisa sheni, ladlaka saner. Truma tahira cannot be used, ladlaka saner. However, truma tmeya can be used, ladlaka saner. Not only that, there's a chiddush in truma tmeya that you can even benefit from the truma tmeya while it's burning. But the point is, you're allowed to use truma tmeya, lichatchila, ladlaka saner, and have anah from it. Maisa sheni, the halach is, loibiyarti mimenu betame. You're not allowed to have hana from maisa sheni shenitma, even if you're burning it now, even if you're using it as hadlaka saner. However, maisa sheni tahira, you are allowed to burn. So, truma tahira, you can't use hadlaka saner, but truma tmeya, you can. Maisa sheni tahira, you can use hadlaka saner. It's only maisa sheni tmeya that you can. So, Zokter Rav, when the Mishnah says, kal mehem shviya shenitna hadlaka saner, it sounds a little bit like truma and maisa sheni, you can never use hadlaka saner. Says the Rav, it's not true. There are times you can use truma hadlaka saner, and there are times you can use maisa sheni hadlaka saner. Truma tmeya can be used hadlaka saner, and maisa sheni tahira can be used ladlaka saner. So what does the Mishnah mean when it says kal mehem shviya shenit ladlaka saner? What the Mishnah means to say is that when it comes to shviyas, you can always use ladlaka saner. You could use the shviyas whether it's tahira and whether it's tmeya, and that's the kula that you have in shviyas versus truma maisa sheni. So that whereas truma, it's only truma tmeya, and maisa sheni, it's only maisa sheni tahira, shviyas is always used ladlaka saner, whether it's tahira, whether it's tmeya, and that's the kula that shviyas has over truma maisa sheni. So shviyas truma maisa sheni on nitna lachilo shtil lasicha. What about adlaka saner? Shviyas you can also use adlaka saner. Truma maisa sheni sometimes. Truma only if it's tmeya, and maisa sheni only if it's tahira.